M69 recording length 15 minutes and 56 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 69 globular cluster M69, and GC6637, class V, in Sagittarius M69.jpg, right ascension 18, 31.4, H colon M, declination, 32, 21, Deg colon M, distance 29.7, Cli, visual brightness 7.6, Mag, apparent dimension 9.8, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Charles Messier, globular cluster Messier 69, million 69, and GC6637, similar to its neighbor M70. Is one of the smaller and fainter globular clusters in Messier's catalog. It can just be seen in a dark night with a 7x50 or 10x50 pair of binoculars, if the observing location is not too much north. However, from Paris, Messier's observing place, it is a difficult object. M69 was discovered by Charles Messier and added to his catalog on August 31, 1780. The same night he found M70, the discovery occurred when Messier was looking for a nebulous object catalogued by Locale in 1751-52 as Lacaille.11. He had already looked for that object in vain in 1764. Messier thought he had recovered Locale's object and identified M69 with Lacaille.11. But this is probably a misidentification, as Glenn Cousins of Australia has pointed out. Asterisk M69 is considerably fainter than any other Locale object and could probably not be seen with Locale's 0.5-inch aperture telescope. Asterisk Locale's position deviates from M69 by an untypically large about 1.2 degrees, which cannot be easily assigned to a copy or grid error. Asterisk there is a grouping of three stars of Mag 8.3, 7.8, 8.7 well at Locale's position, which might have looked like a nebula in Locale's modest instrument. M69 is only 7.1 arc minutes in diameter in long exposure photos, corresponding to roughly 61 light-years at its 29,700 light-years distance. Very deep photos show that it is somewhat more extended, 9.8 arc minutes, or linearly, about 85 light-years. The visually bright compact core is less than half, only about 3. As M69 is quite close to the galactic center, only about 6,200 light-years distant, its tidal gravitational radius is comparatively small, 8.35, or 72 light-years. Its stellar concentration is about average for a globular cluster, as it is of concentration class V. Its central core has a diameter of 0.68, or roughly 6 light-years, while its F-gas radius is 0.83. or about 7.2 light-years. M69's spectral type has been determined as G2 or G3, and its color index is B. V equals 1.01. It is one of the metal-richest globulars, meaning that its stars show a relatively high abundance of elements heavier than helium. Nevertheless, this value is still significantly lower than that for the younger, population I, stars like our Sun, indicating that even this globular was formed at early cosmic times when the universe contained less heavier elements, as these elements still had to be formed in the stars. The distance of M69, about 29,700 light-years, is roughly the same as that of its apparent neighbor, M70, which is at about 29,400 light-years. This indicates that these two globulars happen to be physically neighbored. Their mutual distance can be calculated to be as small as about 1,800 light-years. In contrast, the also apparently nearby situated globular M54 is about three times as distant. M69 is poor in variable stars. Shapley found not a single one at all, and the number of known variables is now still as low as 8, two of them being Mira-type variable stars with periods of about 200 days. Messier 69 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on August 31, 1780. Messier, M69, August 31, 1780 69 18 h 16 meters 47s, 274 d 11, 46, 32 d 31, 45, nebula without star, in Sagittarius, below his left arm and near the arc, near it is a star of 9th magnitude. Its light is very faint. One can only see it under good weather. and the least light employed to illuminate the micrometer wires makes it disappear. Its position has been determined from Epsilon Sagittarii. This nebula has been observed by M. de la Cale, and reported in his catalogue. It resembles the nucleus of a small comet. DOM2, the credit to LaCale's object, LacI.11, is probably a misidentification. HF, Discovery announced an appendix of the Connaissance des Temps for 1783, p. 408, on August 31, 1780. Million Messier has once again discovered two nebulae placed below the left Armand near the arc of Sagittarius, both on the same parallel. Here are their positions, 274d11, 46, in right ascension and 32d31, 45, in southern declination M69, 277-13-16, 32-31-7, M70, Mimbakid for 1771, p. 453-454, first Messier catalogue, objects not found, M. de la Cale, in a memoir on the nebulous stars of the southern pole, printed in the volumes of HTE Academy for 1755, page 194, reports the position of a nebula, which resembles, as he said, the small nucleus of a comet. Its right ascension was, for January 1, 1752, 18 H13, 41, and its declination 33 D37, 5, south, on July 27, 1764, in an entirely serene sky. I have looked for this nebula carefully and in vain, LaCale, LacI.11. 18:13:41, 33:37:05. It resembles a small nucleus of a comet. When Messier looked for this object, he didn't find it in 1764, but when he observed again in 1780, he found both M69 and M70 close to LaCale's position. He thought that with M69, he had rediscovered LacI.11. However, as Glenn Cousins of Australia has pointed out, this is probably not the case, for the following reasons. Asterisk M69 is much fainter than any other LaCale object, and it is doubtful if that faint globular could have been seen with LaCale's 1/2-inch aperture telescope. Asterisk LaCale's position deviates from that of M69 by about 1.2 degrees. This is an untypically large error, and cannot be easily assigned to a copy or grid error. Asterisk There is a grouping of three stars of Mag 8.3. 7.8, 8.7 at LaCale's position, which in his modest instrument, could well have looked like a nebula. In his GC, John Herschel did not follow Messier's identification but assigned an own GC number to LacI.11, GC 5076, see below, which consequently found its way into the NGC, NGC 6634, Bode 46 like a small comet's nucleus, Bode, 1782, Sagittarius 161, from Vorstellung der Gesternhofex XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here p25, plate 20, Sagittarius 161, after Messier, Ra equals 274:11:18:16.7, Dec equals 32:30, Nebel patch, LacI.11, Sagittarius 132, after LaCale, Ra equals 273:5118:15.4, Dec equals 33:37, Nebel patch, William Herschel p.t. 1814 p. 280, sp2 p. 539, i.51 mgc 6638, and Canis 69,069 equals NGC 6637, are second miniatures of the 53rd M53, PT1818P447, SP2P600, the 69th of the Connaissance, M69 equals NGC 6637, 1784, 20 feet telescope, very bright, pretty large, easily resolvable, or rather an already resolved cluster of minute stars. It is a miniature of the 53D of the Connaissance M53. By this observation, the profundity of this cluster must be of the 734th order. Dunlop, Dun 613, Number 613, AR18:22:10, SPD57:28, 1827, Right Ascension and South Polar Distance, a pretty bright round well-defined nebula, about 1¼ diameter, gradually condensed to the center. There is a small star about 1 south of the nebula. 4 observations. John Herschel, 1847, H3747, H3747=M69=Dun613, Sweep 477, August 1, 1834, Ra18H20m14.1s, NPD122D27, 51, 1830.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, Glob, CL, B, R, VGBM, resolved into Saint-14.15, DOM10.0s in rock, globular cluster, bright, round, very gradually brighter toward the middle, resolved into stars of 14 to 15 meters, diameter 10.0s in Ra 2.5, Sweep 478, August 3, 1834, Ra18H20m16.3s, NPD122D27, 11, 1830.0, Glob, CL, PB, R, 3, Diom, Saint-14.15m, globular cluster, pretty bright, round, 3, diameter, stars of 14 to 15 meters, Sweep 619, August 15, 1835, Ra18H20m16.7s, NPD122D27, 43, 1830.0, Glob, CL, VB, R, GVNBM, 3.5, all clearly resolved into stars 14.16m, a blaze of stars, globular cluster, very bright, round, gradually very much brighter toward the middle, 3.5, diameter, all clearly resolved into stars of 14 to 16 meters, a blaze of stars. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC4411, GC4411=H3747=M69=Dun613, Ra18H22m13.2s, NPD122D26, 33.5, 1860.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, Glob, CL, B, L, R, RRR, Saint-14.16. 4 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, globular cluster, bright, large, round, well resolved, stars from 14th to 16th magnitude, remark, Piazzi, in note on XVII.122 of his catalog, says that both M69 and M70 are one deg more to the south, but he is wrong. The GC doesn't include JH's 1847 entry H3747, which is consequently lost as identification in the NGC, for unknown reasons. HF, GC5076 introduced for Lacaille's wrong position, Ra18H20m44.6s, NPD123D30, 27.3, 1860.0. Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, GC5076=Lacaille.11 Neb without stars. 0 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, Nebula without stars. Dreyer, NGC6637, NGC6637=GC4411=H3747. M69, Dunlop 613. Ra18H22m13s, NPD122D26.6m, 1860.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, Glob, CL, B, L, R, RRR, Saint-14.16, =M69 globular cluster, bright, large, round, well resolved, stars of 14th to 16th magnitude, remark, Piazzi, in note on XVII.122 of his catalog, says that both M69 and M70 are one deg more to the south. But he is wrong. JH. NGC 6634 lac I.11. NGC 6634 equals GC 5076. lac I.11. RA18H20m45s. NPD123D30.5. 1860.0. Neb. Without stars. Nebula without stars. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL. Lichobs. Number 13. Part 1. P9. 42. NGC 6637. RA equals 18:24.8. DEC equals 32:25. Bright globular cluster 3. In diameter. M690SN. Content Karasiev SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.